The assumption goes that society will prosper with technologies of connection. Nicholas Carr in Superbloom tells a startlingly different story. Superbloom. Buy it now wherever books are sold.
This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single? Do or die Game 7, a full week of heavy-hitting back-and-forth series. Then check out Sling's 1-3 and 7-day passes. Watch The Chase for the Cup on ESPN and TNT, starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.
And then all of a sudden, one day, it's like, haven't been on in a while. Hopefully don't have to lose my legs. Because she had walked into this water in Florida that was like where seawater met freshwater and got this skin-eating bacteria.
Are we podcasting?
We're podcasting. We're podcasting, Jenny. Here's the hard thing. We're podcasting, not sitting next to each other. So it's always a little weird, but technology, baby, sometimes it helps when two moms are as busy as two humans can be.
I kind of love it though, because I could tell that Kristen was in Finn's room because she does not have the sports pendants on her walls.
You don't know
me. He hasn't on his. So
you don't know me. I love these pendants. I got to say, these were Colin's idea. And like, I don't know why I'm having all these feelings lately. First of all, thank you for joining us on the hashtag I'm Mom So Hard podcast. If you want to see these hot asses in action, you can go to YouTube for your viewing pleasure. And if you want to subscribe and review and rate, that helps us out a lot. And also you can go to imomsohard.com. We have some big shows coming up. We're very excited. For 2026, we have some, we have a lot of shows that are on the website. One in particular that particularly the people that come check us out and maybe help us make a TV show is going to be the Thousand Oaks show. So if ever we've thrown a Hail Mary and said, please come to a show, it's the Thousand Oaks show, but come to all of them because you never know who's going to be there.
Probably us. You know, I was going to say too, you're supposed to rate, review and subscribe, but also we want you to rate, but then when you review, send us a message because we need your mom box messages.
Oh yeah.
And they don't have to be like, oh, we love you. It can be like one of your funny stories because we really like those.
Yeah. It's not, listen, if you want to say nice things, go ahead.
No, but I'm not trying.
If you have something constructive critically to say, maybe don't, because I have a mother and she tends to all your critical needs. And, but if you have something nice to say or a story about your own family, send it on, man. Those always make us feel like we're not alone. You know, let's just play it fast and loose.
Okay.
Can we start with a mom box?
You have one? Yeah. Please.
You know, I like to surprise Jen every now and then and, read, and it always, it throws Jen for a loop when I'm smarter than I seem, which
it's not an issue of smart at all. I think you're incredibly intelligent. I think you don't like to sit in one place for very long.
Yeah. I don't think I ever end to end understand anything, but I've got a lot of tidbits in my brain that are just the meat and potatoes of a story, but never going to be the last three chapters. Okay.
You are the one person I know who could probably read on a treadmill and be good with it. Like I do it and there's too much movement, but you'd be like, this is exactly what I need. I don't want
not only that, I could probably have an audiobook going, reading a book and then being on a treadmill. But if you asked me where I parked, that would send me into a tizzy. Like I get that. I am. So last week we did this fun episode and we were talking about, I guess fun's not the right word, but we were excited about this news of Huntington's disease that these scientists had figured out a way with genetic, what do you call it? Like not genetic testing, genetic therapy, gene
therapy
that
they
can go in and people with Huntington's are seeing relief and they're having like an 80% decrease in symptoms. And it's, listen, read about it because it's exciting. And the way that the information is presented, I can get it. So if I can get it, you can get it. So this mom sent a message and it's really awesome. I'm not going to share her name just because trigger warning to anybody that doesn't want to hear about sick kids. This is about that, but it's pretty neat. So, story time. 15 years ago, back in grad school, I learned about a pediatric disease called Pompe. At the time, it was fatal by age 2, and I thought didn't need to learn much about it. Thank God someone was smarter than me and cared. Last year, my son's teacher announced to the class that she'd be out for several days because her son was born with Pompe and was being treated with enzyme therapy. Scientists found a way to fight the disease, and although he will need lifelong treatment, some of the first kids that were on clinical trials are now reaching adulthood and heading to college. Because of these brilliant scientists, her son will not die next year. Is that not the most amazing thing? So thank you for celebrating the scientists that never give up.
Oh my God. That's the best thing ever. That like made my brain hurt.
I know. And then of course I looked up Pompe syndrome and it's interesting on its own. Of course, I don't know it head to toe, but I do know now. Probably enough to answer a trivia question, not enough to ever get a paycheck in the medical space.
Not where your car keys are.
No, I don't know where they are right now.
I think about that a lot because I remember watching a movie. It was like a made-for-TV movie, which really felt like it was a thing when we were growing up. That was
hell
like,
yeah, they were the best.
That it was like it's the special.
Yes.
You're like, loved it. And I remember there being this made-for-TV movie about a ballerina who had cystic fibrosis.
I saw it.
You did?
Yes. Oh my God, Jen.
Craig T. Nelson. Yes, Craig T. Nelson is the death. Yes.
And I got to look up the name of it. She had to go upside down on the bed and he would like pat her chest.
Oh my God.
And it was the saddest scene I've ever seen. My mom was bawling. My dad was crying.
Yes.
And it was a made for TV movie, y'all.
It like, shook me. All of the acting was incredible.
Oh my God. I remember the scene.
Yeah. When he doesn't get. My God, he doesn't get her root beer in time. Oh my God.
What did they do to us?
I don't know, but I am traumatized. But I will tell you, I have cared so much about that disease.
I know.
And now, like, people, it's just a chronic illness. They're like living.
Yeah, they're definitely making strides. It's still really gnarly, but they've done so much research that even the things that the kids can wear at home, like the shake vests, are like offering relief. And I find anything like that, especially when people are brave enough to talk about it, like speaking of like, is it Selma Blair? It has MS she's had some really gnarly flare ups, but because of her, Christina Applegate, our gal, Jamie, Lynn Siegler has MS. And all of these people bring like eyes to it. People like you and me who's watch a made for TV movie or have anybody in our ether, we get excited about helping people that can help our people. So like I really am grateful she sent this message because it's proof that like sometimes if it's not in your backyard, you sort of think, oh, it doesn't affect me, but it can. And even if it doesn't, giving light and energy towards something like that means you're just doing all the good things, all the things.
And we did get a lot of messages, which I loved, from doctors and nurses that were excited about the topic last week too. And that
I was like, do you guys want me to, is this an invitation to come into your lab? I think
can
I would.
We get a discount on pediatrics? Anything?
Can I change out my pediatrician? Because she charges me $100 a year.
Just to be on her list. It's not just pediatricians. Evidently, a lot of doctors are doing that because there's so much like diz damn paperwork they got to do. So I totally like, I get it.
I'll do my own paperwork. Thank you.
But I do demand a little bit of customer service, by the way.
Customer service, even if you're a fancy, smart doctor, don't give me shit. I already have issues. Man, there is no colder relationship than me and my pediatrician, honestly. And I think she looks forward to being mean to me the same way I look forward to being mean
to her.
She
needs the release at the end of the day.
Yeah, it's just like, let's get into it a little bit. Like, you want to judge me? I want to judge you, okay?
We had a, did not go to the pediatrician, but definitely had a first time health thing that happened in our family before.
What?
Well, first of all, I'm going to brag. Okay. But this week, I don't have a lot to brag about. I will tell you, for Jen Smedley, it was a below C week. I was what? Not killing it. Oh, just everything. Like, you know, just how like some weeks you're like too, you're like, I'm even too tired or frustrated to even like care about this thing.
Like, see, but I go for the C. So I feel like nobody expects anything better from me.
It was one of those weeks where I'm like, yeah, maybe we miss music class and I just pay the $40 because I feel like sitting at home. Like,
yeah, we miss
that kind where you're just like kind of give up mode. But I mean, it was fine. The week is fine. I'm excited that it's Friday. I even poured myself a cocktail.
Nice.
To enjoy the podcast. But it was such a crazy week, but this was such a win. So Kristen and I were out of town 2 weeks ago, more than 2 weeks ago, and I have not unpacked. But I always keep an emergency kit with us wherever we go. And I like to have everything. Like, I like to have one of everything. Like, if I could find a tiny defibrillator, I'd put that motherfucker in there because yeah. I want to be her. I want to be that hero that
and
saves
the day. And I am the wind beneath your wings because nobody needs random shit more than me and never packs it. And Jen has never felt more needed. Like, I'm the friend that's like, I got a hole in the crotch of my pants. I didn't know. And Jen's like, hold on. I've got a baby sewing machine. I've got like
extra leggings.
Literally. Or like, I'm like, I got a tummy ache. She's like, let me open that. Let me open. What do you want? Pepcid? Do you want
all of
Xanax?
Do you want all this stuff? And nothing frustrates me more when there was like a thing that I needed. And I was like,
and you didn't have it.
I took my baby scissors out. God damn it. I took my baby scissors out. Yep. But so the only thing that I had like I had put like my little medicine, like first aid kit into this bag. And then because I had so much soccer shit to bring to the game last Saturday, I just threw everything into that same bag. And I looked down at the like little drug kit and I was like, well, I don't really need that. And I was like, but I'm going to bring that.
Yeah.
So we're like 10, 15 minutes into two games. So there is one game directly beside me and another game directly beside me, one that is Delilah's and one that is Dashiell's. And I'm trying to watch both. But, you know, I'm on the wrong side on one of them, of course, because both of them were home, which is the north side of the field. So I'm just every time I'm like yelling for Dash and goalie, everybody's like, stink guy. You're on the wrong side. Like, give me
the wrong
look.
Side. You're like, not according to my geo, like, needs based on this
That's
situation.
Right. You tell this 10-year-old girl, and I would like to see her response to you, sir. Yeah.
Yeah. Have a good time with that.
So, and then Dash was on goalie. So, whenever he's on goalie, I always feel like I need to be where he can see me because you can feel really alone on goalie. Like, if you're playing a team and there, you can feel bad. Like, you feel like everybody's against me, so we need to see mom.
And always they take that shot, like, that you don't get any action, and then they take a shot on goal, and then they get it in because there wasn't a single defender. So then the goalie feels like total shit when it's really the rest of the team's fault.
And it's like somebody with, like, a Pele leg that comes and, like, bends it around their little head. There's no way they could possibly get it with their arms all the way up. Like, nothing. So I'm doing that. It's an intense game. And Delilah walks up to me limping and I'm like, what is this chick trying to do? Because
there's been a cry wolf situation in
there
the past.
There has been a pretty major cry wolf situation.
So much so that Delilah has been crying in the house and Jen goes, it's her fake cry. And I'm like, whoa.
I know the difference right now. I know what her face looks like. I know what tears are real. And I'm like, those are too big. You're really just, I can't trust
You're
her with acting
hard.
Lessons. Yeah. So she's walks up to me limping and I'm kind of paying attention to Dash's game. So I was like, what? Because I figured it's too hot for me to run. And so I'm going to act like I've developed asthma in the last 10 minutes or something. She goes, I sat down to fix my shoe and something bit my leg. And I'm like,
you're like, yeah.
Really? Like, maybe it was just sharp grass. And she's like, it bit it like 3 or 4 times. And I'm like, really? I look down at her leg. It is right under her butt. And she has welts in like a 5-inch, 8-inch square already. And I'm like, I think it's like, what is in there? A scorpion? Like what? Because I can't see where it went in. I'm like, did it go in all of these places? What does that? I like walk her over. I had brought an ice pack. Usually forget. I brought the ice pack. And I was like, she's having an allergic reaction to something. Guess what? In my junk drawer of a bag. I have.
Jen's like, I've got nipple covers and Benadryl.
I do. No, it wasn't just, it wasn't Benadryl. It was loratadine, which is my son's allergy medication, but it's antihistamine. So it will like fix all of that. Like it really hurt. And I had Orajel, which I don't know why. And it might've been 12 years old from like when they were teething or something, but I had that in there too. And it totally numbed it. So much so that this girl who doesn't even like to run, if it, there's like a brisk wind, she was like, I can go back in. I'm fine. But we, so I went home, WebMD'd everything. She sat on fire ants.
Oh, man.
It was exactly because the next day they become these like hard white pimple things. And yeah. like they were all over the back of her
They're
leg.
Very
and
they, painful.
They feel like a fiberglass sliver in your leg.
Yes. Yes. Listen, I don't want to brag, Jen. First we of all, didn't go to bravo soccer, to you. Bravo
Thank
to you.
You
for having the stuff, the thing. I don't know if you remember, but our parents, when those things happened, they did not care, nor did they have emergency kits of any kind. No. I can tell you, this is a fun 20-something story. I was working on a movie in Louisiana, and I got impatient, and I crossed a field that was basically a marsh, which was super stupid because there's alligators.
Kristen, this went way better. I was like, you don't have to tell an embarrassing sex story from your 20s.
No, this is, I wish, because this is, it just gets better. Okay. I almost don't know if I can. Okay. So I'm a PA. I'm a production assistant. There is no one lower than me in the crew. I am the lowest person, literally. So I get told that I have to go bring up all the vans one at a time. And it's either march my ass in super hot Louisiana heat where everybody's literally passing out from heat stroke.
Sauna.
And one by one, bring up these vans and walk around this tarmac parking lot. Or I cut through the marsh. And I thought,
what could be in a
swamp that I don't want to encounter besides dead bodies and alligators? So I go, I'm just going to cross the marsh. So I pull up my pants, my wide leg denim jeans that I'm wearing. Yes, it's 110 degrees, but I didn't.
Were they miss 60s with the real low butt? Girl, you know what could have gotten in there? You should have thought twice.
I thought they
all the bedazzling was stripped off of my miss 60s, you guys.
And I had on, of course, the small. Of course.
Oh,
and the thin stripe, the thin
cami top,
because as a production assistant, you should also look hot. So, and I'm wearing a ball cap, which is basically, you know, that's me peacocking. That is like, the hottest I'll ever be is that outfit.
Yeah. Just in case somebody from a Juicy or Ed Hardy's looking for a model, I'm available. I just want you
Not
to know.
Not anymore, man. That shit spills out and over. But at the time I was thin. And I was fit and I was fun and I was an idiot. I was in my 20s. Mm-hmm. So I pulled my pants up over my thighs. Do you know what I mean? Like, so my legs are exposed. Like my little stick legs are going through this marsh back and forth, back and forth. What do? I get the vans. They're all pulled up super fast. And I start getting a headache and I start getting nauseous. And then it feels like someone has given me like I've been slapped in my legs. It exactly felt like fiberglass slivers, but I don't know if everybody knows what that. If you've ever played on shitty park equipment, you've experienced fiberglass slivers. It's exactly what it felt like. So from my 3 inches above my knee to my ankle, I'm covered in chigger bites. Like not a little bit. Like. And there's so many, you can't see my skin. You can only see the red.
Oh
so
my God.
They put me on this
stretcher,
bench, basically. so that the medical
life support, because that's a lot of bites.
And I'm going to name drop because it's a good one. So okay. I have my legs exposed. They have put me in a pair of man shorts from Wardrobe. They have asked me to hike them up. I am behind a trailer. I've got three medics putting medicine to try to kill the mites that are living in my legs. It's bad. It's not good. And Heath Ledger walked around the corner, and I don't know why he was even there.
Could it have been somebody ugly, please?
Nope.
Oh my God.
And he goes, he was in his Australian accent, which I can't dare to do. He's like, basically like, oh geez. Like, like he had caught, like my pants were down, and it's not that they weren't, I was wearing man shorts and they were hiked up.
You and were like, Heath, this isn't how I wanted you to see my legs for the first time.
Yeah. I wore a really provocative tank top and tight jeans. So you would see me from yonder from 500 yards and be like, who's that attractive lady? But no, it was up close and personal. And also he was really nice and asked like, what are these? And then the medic wanted to explain what mites are. And he was like, well, it's these little things that burrow into the skin. They're hard to get rid of. And I'm like,
pubic louse. You know what pubic louse are? Worst case we've ever seen. Pubic louse. Yeah. How you want to go meet up for a drink later, Heath? I've got some calamine on and a couple of nerve blockers. Those are so painful, because it was one of the things that came up when I was looking for Delilah.
It's
was
so like, painful.
And I remember like getting them in fields when I was a kid in Nebraska. Like you just walk through.
And
like,
you know what you put on them? Clear fingernail polish.
Yep. Now I remember that.
Because I know, because the medic was like, hey, we're going to put that stuff on. And so that the mites die in her skin. And I was like, it's like the world's punking me. There's literally no shot of, I'm like, hey, hello, sir.
I would like to get as a guest on this podcast, the medic from that film, because almost every story you have from that movie is you almost dying in a situation where like.
I would like to say this, and I don't know if anybody. There's no way in hell. First of all, I don't even know if that guy is a medic. That's what I'm dealing with. Okay.
He's a nail tech, because all of his solutions were, let's put nail polish on it.
Or so. Cocaine. One of those two things was a solution for him. And I would like to say a big shout out to that guy, for he really did a good job.
It was Nikki Sixx from the band Motley Crue. It was between gigs. Was medic on that film. You've seen Kristen from the waist down.
I mean, listen, I would like to say none of those got into my pubic area, okay? That area
was. Thank God. Okay.
I mean, thank God.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
I have a friend that I went to high school with, and we're still friends on Facebook, and so there is this thing that I learned about specifically from her, which is brackish water. So
what?
Brackish, I know it sounds kind of worse than it is, although it is the worst. So brackish water is where fresh water and seawater meet, like saltwater meet.
Whoa.
And it's this really weird like biosphere or something where weird things grow.
Evidently. Yeah, sure.
I think it was that she had gone fishing with her son. And totally normal. Here's the great taco dish kind of posts like on Facebook. And then all of a sudden one day it's like, haven't been on in a while. Hopefully don't have to lose my legs, because she had walked into this water in Florida that was like where seawater met freshwater and got this skin eating bacteria that is specific to brackish water. She like had a cut on her leg and it got in there. Thank God. Like, she didn't lose her leg, but she lost like a chunk of her leg, and it goes everywhere in your body. And now that I'm like aware of it, I hear about it like all the time. I mean, alligators are one thing in Louisiana, but that shit is, you don't know that's happening.
It's so weird we're talking about this. I went to the nail salon when Eleanor was at a birthday party this week, which, you know me, the only reason I did is because I saw my nails when we were working together. And I was like, Kristen, get your act together. What is wrong with you? I literally looked like I was like trying to escape a prison. So I said, I got to go get my nails done. And I was sitting next to this woman and she was facing forward. She was so nice. And we got to chatting and she's like, I want to do fall colors on my hands and my feet. And I was like, oh, that's going to look so good. And she goes, can you, do you have the chart with all the, you know, the nail all chart or whatever? Pick,
yeah.
And I hand it to her and she looks over and I can tell, she's like, I'm visually impaired. She goes, I'm 90% blind. And I go, let me help you. And she goes,
Kristen immediately starts talking louder. I know how she does in these situations. My husband's the exact same way. He's like, oh, you speak another language? Let me hit a lot of hard consonants at you.
I sure did. I sure did. But then we, of course, I like start helping her. And I'm like, okay, you've got a really nice, a few different options here from four to the left. And she had to feel her way. And then she could take the chart and
get it
literally up to her eye.
God bless.
And I know. And she's such a badass. And she had gone swimming in a lake and got an amoeba in her eyes. And it's a version of a macular degeneration. That's the wrong word. She told me what it's called. And now I'm going to forget because I was like riveted by her story. And she's like, yeah, I have this thing. I have to get a cornea transplant. It doesn't really work. Do you like this purple better than orange? And I'm like, I'm inspired.
I'm laughing because it's so terrible.
Those stories, I am not a germaphobe. And I sort of forget about any of those stories of woe, like sort of before I do. I just don't remember. But for some reason, this talk about lake water has freaked me out.
It does, because you think
Texas, it's really big. No offense, but like my husband's in Houston, you know, from Houston. And
yeah,
then you've got
I bet you might have brackish water there, whatever.
I don't know, man. Listen, as everyone's going to be like, oh, how dare you?
I know. I have swam in just like pure pink shit water in Nebraska too. Like I am positive. Like I can't believe that. It's probably why my immune system, neck and wood, so good. I don't know why all of these things are happening at one time. If she's listening, don't be mad at me, but you won't. She knows I'm neurotic and I have anxiety issues. So my dear neighbor invited us over because her friend is a deep sea fisherman and he went to Mexico and she's a nurse. They are medical professionals, you guys. She and her husband, he's a doctor, she's a nurse. They are smart people. And she was like, so our friend went deep sea fishing and got all this yellowtail tuna.
I'm eating that so fast.
Exactly. I was like, yes. And then I thought about it and I asked her, I'm like, have you had it before? And she goes, I know. The first time I tried it, I was a little bit apprehensive. He does it all the time. It's great. It's the best sushi that you've ever had. And my husband loves sushi. So I knew that my husband will eat like gas station sushi, that he does not care. It doesn't matter how old it is. Like flies buzzing around it. He will do it. Me, I'm like, it's a little chewy. Should it be chewy? Why is it stringy? Is that parasites? What is that? So
I'm like, this is on the bottom of my car. Is it safe?
Yeah. My husband's like 50% off. That is my price range for sushi. All you can eat. Let me show you how much I can eat. Like, but I am the exact opposite of that, but I do love sushi. So she was like, because she's a medical professional, she was like, it's safe. And I get there. And because it's like a big deal to have this much like fresh, beautiful tuna. And it really was cool. It was like in this like big wagon.
Yeah, awesome.
It had pictures of it off the boat. And like, I just was on board. I was like, okay, I'll bring a couple things that my kids will eat. And then I am going to just pound some of this sushi. And it was great. It was the best sushi I've ever had. He made it in all these different ways.
It's so good when it's fresh. It's next level.
They did it on like, I've never had anything that good. It was like on sticky rice. He did this like garlic with like lime salt version. He did like a tomato, sun-dried tomato version that was like, it was so good. I would have embarrassed. I think I probably did embarrass myself.
Hey man, don't put a free freaking delicacy in front of me. I'll make my weight. Okay.
Yes. I put on pounds. The street value of this yellowfin tuna is.
I am not going to eat for 2 days just so I can destroy $200 worth of sushi on somebody else's dime. Are you kidding?
It was beautiful. It was fresh. It was such a fun experience.
I'm bringing Tupperware to that.
My God, I didn't even. My husband, he'd just bring a bag and put it under the seat of his car. Like, that's how he would handle that. And I didn't think anything of it. I really was like, no, this feels like totally legit. Like, it's this guy knows what he's doing. They do it all the time. And then the next day I was like, great, happy, fine. And then Tuesday comes along and I don't even know how to tip.
Well, I got a call from Jen. Here's when you've been friends for a long time, you don't need there needs to be no like small talk before you jump in.
Yep.
You just give the headline.
You text a picture. Does my butthole look normal? Should it look this way? Please delete after you evaluate. Like, that's what kind of friendship we have.
Also, you know you have a good friend when you tell them the information and they don't balk. They don't freak out. Like, it's either me or you receiving information. And I don't think at any point either one of us has been like, oh, no. Or like, oh, I know. That's gross. I can't look at that. Or no, I'm not.
Yeah.
It's like, where's a flashlight? Let me put on some gloves.
Or it's like, yeah, maybe go to the doctor. Like, no, I've seen that. I've had that. That I was fine after I had that. But this, I woke up and I was like, my tummy feels different today.
Uh-oh.
And then I do drop off. And we've all done the drop off where you're like, if you don't get out of the car, I will crap myself right now. Yeah. We've all done
that. You're hoping you have a dog bag in your car.
Yes. Luckily, I live close to the school. But I get back home and something interesting happens from my butt. And so I investigated. I looked to see what exactly. And I really, really thought that I had pooped worms.
To be clear, everybody, she did not poop worms. She does not have. What are those things that like generally boys
tape
get them
worms?
In tape? No, the little poop worms that come out,
worms
which is, whatever it is. There's worms that people get
that
when you're
like little rice. Yeah. Yes. Like from like if you on a farm around animal poop, you can get them on your bare feet.
Yeah. Like, we had a friend that their son got it all the time. I'm like, do you ever wash your hands, sir?
Like, no, my friend Ashley, also a nurse who's from a farm. She's like, my mom used to before bed, bend us over and put a bright light, like a reading lamp and pick worms out of our butt because we lived on a farm.
The listeners are like, we did not know this was, you guys are usually. Listen. So Jen calls me and she's like, I've got worms in my poop. And I go, hold on. Do you have worms in your poop or does your poop look like worms? And she's like, my poop looks like worms. I go, okay, that's different. Because if you're shitting a worm, you need to get off the phone.
You need to take a pencil and wrap it up. Call your husband to help. I'll be over. Have your husband wrap the worm until I can get there. Yeah.
Get a baggie and take pictures. I'm going to be there in 12 minutes.
Will you Google this stuff? Don't ever Google anything that's poop related on the toilet, you guys.
You have cancer or a tumor.
The worst case scenario is what you will find.
Yeah.
And I think Kristen was right. She's like, I think you're constipated, but some snuck out.
Yep. And it's your inside poop.
Yeah, I think it was inside poop, but I think it might have been like green beans from a what? Like, anytime I eat something healthy, my body's like, we don't know what to do with this. Like, I'm surprised I don't just like crap Doritos because I'm so unhealthy of an eater. So my body's like, we don't know how to digest this real fiber stuff or like real meat. We can't do it. So I think that's what happened. And thank God you were right because I was like, this is how I'm going out with the giant.
You know,
worm in my brain.
I do think, God, this is like something I know way too much about. And I know more about this than I usually hyperfixate, but I'm just saying constipation and poop issues, digestion are like gut health is like probably the number one thing that as women, it signals that we're not taking care of our bodies. So like most of the time you don't feel good. It is because you have to poop. Like the amount
really?
That you keep in is, oh my God. I mean, that's why, like, in LA, it's like hip to go get a colonic and get like scooped, get everything out, or like, you know, there's all this research that says that Americans are like the most constipated population because we have so much additives and preservatives in our food that it like gives all that. So you had inside poop, inside poop was coming out, but your outside poop wasn't. And I'm sure once you had a really good poop, you felt better.
I have heard of people like doing cleanses and stuff. I don't know how much I believe it, where they like will crap out like army men and beads and stuff they swallowed when they were a kid, like it gets stuck like in the folds or something like that. I mean, that's what this felt like. There were no army men. I just think this is like
just an entire yellow fin tuna.
Not an actual
fin on it. You've consumed. They're like, look, your body can handle a lot, but if you eat 14 pounds of any one thing, it's not going to be well received.
Fair enough. My husband was like, you kind of ate something different and a lot of it. So that's probably what it is. But it didn't end there. It didn't end there for me this week with the parasitic intestinal issues. I was picking up my daughter from school. That Tuesday, so I guess it was Thursday that I'm picking her up from school. And as I'm walking up
to
the school.
You said this week was barely a C. You were upbeat about this week. I think anybody listening is like,
Thank you. You
survived. This is my next favorite phone call that came.
Okay. So I'm walking up to the school to get Delilah and this window goes down, you know, as I'm on the sidewalk and my friend who is has cornrows in basically, very tightly braided hair back.
Oh, the new braids. Who does not normally braid her hair is wearing
never
braids
has
that are,
braids in her hair.
Are very, it looks very conditioned. I know what
very
that is.
Very conditioned, very wet. And I look in her older daughter, who should not be out of school yet because she's the later pickup, has these tight braids wound up in her hair. And I'm like starting to do this quick math. And she was like, hey, I just wanted to let you know, you know, Delilah was over on Sunday and had a couple cases of lice in our house. We're good. We're good now. They're gone. They got them all. Everything's good. But I just wanted, like, and this is one of her friends that Delilah is like, let's put our heads together. Let's wrestle. Like, let's braid our hair into one braid kind of situation. So I was like, she's got lice. There's no way that my daughter, who has like 8 pounds of hair, like she has so much hair. It's like down to her butt almost at this point. She definitely has lice. And so I go to the gate and I get her and I guess I look a little shook because she's like, what's up? And I'm like, nothing.
Did your head itch?
Did you hang out with this friend today? And she's like, oh, she has lice. I go, yeah, she does. She goes, her sister told me. She said the barber said it was the second worst case of lice he's ever seen. These they're girls with a ton of hair. There's a bunch of girls and they all have a ton of hair. And she said that the barber told her a story about there was an older woman who would had a really itchy head and she would get blood under her nails. And it wasn't her blood.
No.
It was from the light.
Yeah.
No! And the barber told her this story. And so as I'm walking back by with my daughter, I knock on the window and I go, I heard you guys won some kind of an award. At the barber shop for the second worst case. She was like, oh, she told you that? It's like our sister.
Oh, man. When the
like,
lice.
Guess what?
Knock wood.
Didn't have it.
Because as Jen called me, she goes, I don't know how to say this, but we just found out that Delilah's best friend has lice. So we're going to assume she has lice. And now you might have lice. Because as Jen was calling me, I was like, hey, did you get that cute video of Delilah hugging me at the soccer field where we were given, I was giving her a big cuddle. That's super cute, right? And Jen was like, you need to get your head checked. So then I 100% forgot. As I have mentioned before, I, in one ear, out the other.
She's like, I'm on a treadmill reading.
I'm reading
an encyclopedia.
And I have chiggers. I have my own things to worry about. So I don't have time to listen. My favorite thing to do when Finn was little was give everybody lice and hand, foot, mouth disease. It was like There was one time at school, it was not us that started it, but Finn had it. And Finn had like literally like an afro of hair. He had tight, curly. He looked like the greatest American hero back in the day. You know, like if that doesn't date me, I don't know what will, but it was like a perm, right? And he had been itching for days. I just thought he was being a gross 5-year-old, right?
Yeah.
And then we went to the school and they sent home a note and they were like, everybody needs to get your heads checked for lice. This is an outbreak. It's a problem. So we all made appointments at this lady who's charging so much money.
So much money.
And it's like, and all of them, every kid in the school is coming out with the lice braid. Do you know what I mean? Like mom and daughter, lice braid. And if your hair was short, you got a slick back pompadour. Okay. And everybody had it. And so all the teachers got it. And so all of us paid for the teachers to get treated. Oh, it was literally school wide. Everybody had it.
And kids feel bad about it sometimes. Like Delilah's friend felt bad about it. I was like, why? They're you know not. How many times my husband has had lice? It's so, especially if you live someplace where you wear hats and scarves and everybody hangs
and
their
you share helmets
next to each other. Absolutely. Even when my husband and I were dating, like he was solidly in his 30s, 40s.
How the hell did he get lice?
No, he didn't get lice, but he went and he stayed at a friend's house in New York. A friend who's a professional educator, is a special ed teacher, has 3 girls himself.
Oh boy, that'll do it.
And he slept on their couch, this lovely family, and he came back and he goes, what do you think this round sore on my calf ringworm is? And I was like, ringworm. Like, if you look it up in the dictionary, that is what that looks like. I'm like, we're just humans in a ecosystem, and we are giving
in
each
shark
other
water. What's it called? Brask water?
Brackish water.
Brackish water. We're all just metaphorically walking around in brackish water. Here's what I say. Don't think about it because it'll end you. There's too many to count.
No.
There's you learn that in the first 2 years of having a baby. You're like, what the F is Fifth's disease?
What the heck? There's literally, there are more bacteria and viruses than there are
days
grains
to have
of sand.
Finn was a toddler. I decided, you know how I do this, in a last moment that Colin and I were not spending enough time together, like doing things that we weren't going into the world. So I said, we should get, there's a Groupon for a really nice hotel in Orange County. I've never been to Orange County. Let's go take this Groupon. We'll take Finn because we don't want to pay for a babysitter. And we'll stay in a nice hotel. Who knew that the price of a freaking bowl of soup was going to be $28? So not fun. So we go and we get like Jersey Mike's and we stay in the room.
And Finn, Jersey Mike's, the dinner
Finn
of love.
Yeah, Finn is acting weird. He's fussy and he was never... This was like achy. I knew he was sick. I knew he didn't feel good. So I was just cuddling him. I was like, what are we going to do? Like, we're in this hotel. Let's just be here, whatever. We'll all hang out together. And, but then the next day we go home and Finn is 2 days. He's fine. Right. Weeks go by. I could like 2 or 3 weeks go by and I have not felt good since we left there. And I'm like, what is wrong with me? I've got sores on my hands. I've got sores in my mouth. I have a fever. I can't seem to get right. And I go to the doctor and they go, did he have hand, foot, mouth disease? And I was like, oh yeah. And she goes, well, he's fine, but you are not fine.
Yeah.
You have hand, foot, mouth disease and you are also pregnant.
A lot of surprises that day. That's you know, Kristen has had hand, foot, and mouth a lot because one time she called me and goes, hey, what do you think this is? I have these weird spots on like my hands, my feet, and my mouth. Huh.
And what?
Infect each other. We just constantly infect each other. And especially we travel so much together that we're like, you better not be. Cause if you are, then I'm getting it too. Yeah. So you better. You
or sleep. I call her and I'm like, are you crapping a lot? I think we ate a bad fast food situation. She's like, I am crapping a lot. I'm like, okay, good. Yeah. Okay.
We
good.
Ate some pizza when we were in what? Oof. Where was that? Kansas Topper's Pizza. And
it was good, but it blew right through me.
Yep. I thought I had eaten a lot of yellowtail tuna the next day, but nope. I had not. So
guys, who's sexy? Who's feeling sexy today?
We are.
Is all I'm saying.
I guess as long as you don't get an intestinal parasite or brackish water infection
or chiggers,
lice, you're
or
good.
Fist disease or an amoeba in your eyeball or
it's pretty much
you
a
know,
good week.
I think those are all things that we didn't get.
So that's good.
That's good. I mean, if you're having a rough day, think about the things you don't have.
Isn't that what they say? If you want to feel good, think about what you don't have. Yeah.
Well, yeah, I think it's like the most asshole version of counting your blessings.
Well, I don't have a boat, but
I also don't have a
parasite.
Yeah, you don't have a brackish parasite right now. You could say that. You could say you don't have hand, foot, mouth. You're not pregnant. So,
yeah.
You know, like things are looking up.
That's the biggest parasite of them all.
I mean, listen, and we love them.
Yeah.
Speaking of, I don't know if you guys can hear. I've asked my son to go in the other room to watch TV 14 times. And he keeps saying, okay, except I can hear that he's watching ESPN, literally where I told him not to. I just want to know if anybody else has a kid that just cannot listen to you.
I kind of would love it if he tried to sneak in his room and grab all of his pendants off the wall so that he could put them behind him to watch the game.
Yeah, right. These are not leaving. He's not taking the – I am so sentimental about these things because they've been on since he was so little. Obviously, I said, if you don't buy a Nebraska one to my husband, I was like, if you don't buy a Nebraska one and you only buy Texas shit, I swear to God, I've had enough.
Yeah. Like, just say you don't love me. Just basically say you don't love me.
So we've got a Nebraska one. I just don't know where it is.
I see it. It's right over your head. It's right
over
your...
Yeah, but there's like 18 different Texas versions of shit. And I think, whatever. It doesn't matter.
It's a big state. They got a lot of teams, okay?
They do. And they have brackish water. No offense.
It's true.
Jenny, did we just podcast or what do we do now?
Podcasted.
Pioneer.